All right, this is Haley
and Bella,
and we are going to do a podcast over our teaching reflection. So the first area we're going to talk about is our growth in thinking this semester.
And so what we did mostly was we found out that we were more aware of our own bias. We were more aware of the biases we come into the classroom with and how it affects the students as we say words that we don't even think matter, and then they end up being very important to the students.
Yeah, and it's just, I don't think I recognized how many biases you just carry without even really knowing it. And I think as we talked about different things this semester, it's just the way you're raised and where you come from and stuff, you have certain biases towards things. And I think as teachers, we have to kind of drop those when you come in the door, because it's our job to cater to each student.
And so we talked about maybe that we're being more critical of our biases. And so when we come into our classes, as we accept our own biases, we make sure we're mindful and intentional in the materials that we choose. We talked about in class, like, the genders, like the blue and the pink toys. And then we talked about racially diverse and, like, family diversity in our books and in our dolls.
Mm-hmm. Just being... because we've learned there is biases in pretty much everything, and it's, you have to pick and choose what you're going to include and be very intentional in what you're putting in your classroom. We've learned this semester that everything has an impact, and little children pick up on things. So.
All right, so our next topic is, what do we still struggle with? And I think for me, it's all about, like,
kind of like communicating,
yeah,
to little children
how we address bias in our classroom and how we say, like, don't be mean to people, on explaining why and what bias is important, especially when you address the children.
Yeah, I think we know, like, at this point that it is important and that we do have to do it. It's just, how do we deliver that in a meaningful way? And then how do we, like, continually follow up with it? And I think, like, doing the activity plans a couple weeks ago kind of made me stop and, like, think how intentional you have to be with every little step of your teaching. And so I think it just takes time and probably practice to really be able to do that and make it meaningful to children.
Well, and the other side of that is talking to parents and addressing the biases that they hold and the biases that they come to class with, and saying the things, you can't say this in my classroom, or addressing why you've got certain materials, or why you're being so mindful in your classroom of all of these biases, because they don't have the same background and they don't understand. They just know what they think, and they only understand their feelings sometimes.
Yeah,
and it's hard to address
that. That's still
that.
A little bit scary to me that we have to get one of those parents that are going to come in and not be happy with what we are doing. But I don't know, I think you just have to say, like, I do several things throughout the day for your child to make them comfortable here, and it's my job to do that for everyone else here. So
no matter how scary it is to look at me and say it,
just have to do it in a very nice way.
All right.
And then the last little topic we'll talk about is how our view as an early childhood teacher has changed this semester.
Well, I started off with, like, thinking about the pressure of us as a first defense, but we also realize now that we've got so many, like, other resources. We're not just, like, the first line of defense for bias. We're also, like, one of many resources. You've got other teachers. You've got principals and counselors and books and...
Yeah,
all
I think
sorts of materials.
Hearing from all the different, like, resource teachers that came in this semester and just, like, the knowledge they had made me feel a lot more comforted that there is stuff out there and, like, we're not going to have to do it alone. And I think it was helpful for us to do the functional behavior analysis and the behavior plan, because it kind of let us see what they do on their side. And then I think also... we kind of learned through the blended practices project that you have to kind of do trial and error sometimes with students when it comes to, like, accommodations.
And finding what works and making sure that you're getting an anti-bias action plan that actually will work, and it's not just oh, pedagogy supports it, but it's actually something that works in your classroom and with your students.
Right, and I mean, there's not going to be, the first tool you try with the student might not work, and so it's going to be like a constant kind of
struggle,
a constant growing process of, you know, finding things that are going to help and not giving up after you try the first thing. So I think it was helpful to do each of the assignments we've done, reflecting back.
Mm-hmm. I think it was a lot of reflecting, and I think that was really good for us.
Mm-hmm. It was a lot of, like, real-life application, too, I think.
Yeah, which is helpful, because real life starts, you know, January.
All right, that's our reflection of this course this semester. Thank you.
Thank you, Courtney.